This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Now, media upstart meets media mogul in a marriage that might have been made in media heaven. Sirius Satellite Radio has hired a new CEO, former Viacom president Mel Karmazin. Following last night's announcement, Sirius stocks jumped almost 10%. NPR's Neda Ulaby reports this high-profile hire may hasten the evolution of satellite radio.
We have Mel Karmazin to thank for much of the shape of today's radio landscape. He started as an ad man in 1967 and went on to found Infinity Radio, which he sold to Viacom. Karmazin built Infinity into the nation's second-largest radio network. He was known for cutting fat and amping up personalities.
I'll do an exclusive interview with her.
Okay.
If I can pick out her lingerie.
Howard Stern and Karmazin first teamed up in 1985. Even during Stern's well-publicized battles with the Federal Communications Commission, Karmazin stuck by the shock jock. Tom Taylor edits a trade magazine called Inside Radio.
A lot of companies, when Howard Stern got in trouble with the FCC starting around 10 years ago, would have quietly pulled back on Howard or would have shown him the exit, but Mel stayed in his corner.
Just last month, Stern announced on air his upcoming defection to Sirius Satellite Radio, beyond the reach of the FCC.
I'm leaving radio, this kind of radio, and I'm going to the future of radio.
Sirius plans to pay Stern $500 million over 5 years. Mel Karmazin will earn more than $1 million per year, plus potentially lucrative stocks. Tom Taylor says Karmazin and Stern will bring a lot to a fledgling industry.
More talent, more subscriptions, more ad sales.
Sirius has 120 mostly commercial-free channels. Sirius currently has 700,000 subscribers, almost a third of them signed on after Howard Stern's announcement. Sirius's competitor, XM, has four times as many listeners, but conventional radio has 175 million per day.
5 or 6 months ago, Mel Karmazin, when he was still at Viacom, was suggesting that satellite radio was a long way from being a mature medium.
But Tom Taylor says Karmazin is a salesman selling a product, and one of his greatest accomplishments was getting Wall Street to take terrestrial radio seriously.
15 or 20 years ago, Wall Street didn't see radio as a very significant business compared to television or even cable because it was so fragmented, didn't seem to be a national business. They didn't understand the business model.
Taylor says Karmazin will bring credibility to satellite radio, and that's good for Sirius and XM. And Mel Karmazin will get a second chance to re-sculpt the radio landscape. Neda Ulaby, NPR News, Washington.